Good morning, this is German Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Yeah, please, thank you.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can do to help you out here. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
I'm sorry?
Oh, yes. Can you please confirm your zip code?
Oh, yeah, it's 08086.
086, okay. So let's see here. There it is. Okay. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know, we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 17 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 856? Yes.
Yeah, sure you do. You do.
Thank you very much. No problem. And now, the next following question I have here for you, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member, or maybe a social worker?
No, I do.
Okay. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
No, I live at home with my daughter, my son-in-law, my two grandsons, and my mother.
Whew. All right. A full family house. I love it. I love it. Okay. So
yeah, I've been a double amputee for freaking 21 years, man.
Oh, man. Okay, gotcha.
Dude, you want to hear something messed up?
No, talk to me. Talk to me.
I was crushed with 8,000 pounds of lumber.
Oh.
It fell at a starting height of 5.5 feet.
Uh-huh.
And the highest point was 13 feet, 4 inches.
Oof.
And the top bundle, each bundle was 4,000 pounds.
Yes.
And they weren't strapped properly, and I refused to load. And I was on the phone with my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thanking me for not taking it because he said if once it goes out of their yard, it's on our yard. It's our fault.
Yeah.
And it was like towards the late of the day, and he said, other guy was just taking it. He said, I'm glad I sent you. And then he said, all of a sudden, it was dead air.
Oh.
I heard a clip over my left shoulder, and I saw that the bottom bundle rolled under the top bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And it threw the top bundle intact at me about a foot from my head to where, like, my hips are. And I was crushed into a concrete landing pad. And as I'm sitting there trying to figure out what just happened, and then I realized that the strap snapped and that I'm under the lumber.
Uh-huh.
The other bundle is coming off the trailer, like three or four at a time.
Okay.
Landed on my legs and breaking my legs.
Oh, man. But you're okay? Everything was all right afterwards?
I'm like, okay now.
Okay,
good. I had 96 surgeries. The first time I was in the hospital, I was in the hospital for like almost 4 years.
Oof. Oh, man.
But I'm okay now.
As long as you're okay now. Okay.
I can't complain. I mean, I believe it was a divine intervention from Jesus, so I'd be here for my grandkids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right
I
there.
How many people you know that can tell you they were crushed with 8,000 pounds of lumber and lived?
Exactly. You're the first person that told me that. Wow. Okay. I mean, hey, everything happens. Everything happens for a reason. I mean, look at you now. You're here now, you know?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely. That's a blessing in itself. Absolutely. So let's see here. I'm going to do everything I can to help you today. So let me see here. I know we did this part here.
Yes, messed up, right?
Yeah, man. Oof. But I'm going to do everything.
96 surgeries. Yeah, when it first happened,
mm-hmm.
I had 51 total breaks, and 29 of them were compounded.
Oh, man. 29 of them?
Yeah. Both my tumors were compounded.
Mm-hmm.
My left pelvis that hooks into the top of your femur and goes into your spine.
Uh-huh.
It snapped off from my spine from about a quarter of an inch from the spine from top to bottom.
Oh, man. Okay.
So I lost my left pelvis and my entire leg.
I
had nothing there. Plus, I lost my spleen. That was in 21 pieces. My bladder was in 9 pieces. And Yeah, my bladder was in 9 pieces, and I lost a third of my liver.
Oh, man. Oh,
both
man.
My ureters had to be rerouted and remade quick, bigger. They had to help my kidneys get better. And my right lung collapsed.
Oh, man. Got you. Okay. So no problem. I'm going to do everything I can here. So let me make sure I get this here. Okay. So we had all those. Okay. So let me see what I can do to help you out right here, boss man. So let me see here. Okay. Right over here. Okay. So we have another step here for you, boss. And that's going to be your verification right here. And do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today, sir?
Do I have it on me right now?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't have it on me right now.
Okay.
Do I need it on me right now?
We would need the Medicare card number, but what I can do here, I can also pull it up through your first name, last name, date of birth, and social as well. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, of course.
That's fine. I don't want to yell for my... I have 24-hour care, but I don't want to yell for her right now. She's out of my room. I don't know where she's at.
Absolutely, absolutely. So no problem. So we'll start with your first name. What's your first name, boss?
James.
Mr. James, all right. And your last name is David. David. James David.
T-H-I-E-E-M-I-C-H.
There.
And I'm a junior. And I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. Perfect. Okay. And now the next step right here, whenever you're ready, you can proceed with your social, Mr. James.
Excuse me for 1 second, man.
Yes, sir.
Part of the jelly went down my throat.
No worries. No worries. Take your time.
Excuse me, man. Okay, go ahead. What do you need now?
Yes, the next step right here for you, whenever you're ready, is your social, whenever you're ready.
All right. You need the last four, you need the whole thing.
It would need to be the full thing.
All right. Say 153. 662552.
Okay. So let me see here. Allow me just one moment, Mr. James. Let's see here. There it is. Okay. I see it there. All right. And it's a junior. Okay. Date of birth is also correct here. Perfect. Okay, Mr. James. Can you please confirm your date of birth, Mr. James?
Yeah, it's 1-19-71.
1971. Okay. Benefits
today, my mom said I wrecked her body.
My mom says the same exact thing. Oh, man.
Dude.
Oh,
my
man.
Mom was 5'1",
uh-huh.
Right? I was 10 pounds, 5 ounces.
Okay. 10 pounds, 5 ounces. Okay. I was 8 pounds last summer. Yeah, it was about 8 pounds. Got
That's
you.
That's still big. The average is like 7.4.
Exactly. My brother was 6 pounds and I was 8, so I was the big boy there. No problem. So I see it
my
here
mom,
with the Jane. Awesome.
My mom
I see
was
it.
Like, you didn't want to leave.
I mean, hey, when it's cozy, you can't leave.
That's what I said to her, too.
I
was all
it.
Nice and warm in there, getting food, pumped really? In, drinks.
No struggle, no work. I was relaxing, man.
Yup.
Oh, man, Mr. James. But no problem, Mr. James. And now, just to make sure, Mr. James, do we still reside at the address of 170 Philadelphia Avenue, West Deptford, New Jersey?
Yeah, it's actually Thoroughfare, but they both show up for 10-08086.
Gotcha. Okay.
Thoroughfare is Thoroughfare.
Fare. Gotcha. Okay. So no problem, Mr. James. So I do got a disclaimer here for you now, of course. Before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires, I remind you, this call is recorded. It may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current and future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plan in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. James? Absolutely. Okay, Mr. James. And now, right here for you, the first step I do have here for you, now that's going to be your doctors. Now, when you see the doctors, do you see them frequently or maybe one time a year?
Probably a couple times a year.
A couple times a year. Okay. And what about your medication? Do you take multiple prescription medications?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm on morphine, hydromorphine, tramadol, Neurontin, and Oh, geez. No. What's it called? Oh, Duloxetine.
Okay. Got you. So, okay. So, no problem. So, let's see here. Let's see what we can do here for you. So, let's start with your doctor. Let's start with your primary care doctor. And what is the last name of your primary care doctor?
Amanda Davis.
Miss Davis. Okay. Miss Davis. That's Amanda Davis. So, let's see here. And here. Let's see. That's Linda Davis. There you are. Amanda Davis. Okay. All right. And now, right over there for your specialist. What kind of specialist are we seeing?
I see cardiologist.
Okay. Cardiologist. Okay. And what is the last name of your cardiologist?
Nephrostomy.
Nephrologist.
Well, I forget what that's called. For your livers, your liver and your kidney and your ureters and stuff.
Okay. Urology. Okay.
Urology.
Got you. So let's start with the cardiologist.
I also see GI.
GI doctor, too.
And who else do I see? Oh, I see trauma, and I see orthopedic usually at least once or twice a year.
Okay, got you. So let's start with the cardiologist.
This last year, I was in the hospital three times, and the average was like, I'd say, 15 to 25 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 15 to 25 days. Wow, okay. So let me see what I could do here. And let's start with your cardiologist.
That's awesome. I can do 25 standing on my head.
Cool, man. Got you. So let's start with the last name of your cardiologist. Let's start there. And what is the last name of your cardiologist?
Oh, geez. I don't know. We're going this week. We just made a new one.
Made a new one. Okay. So let's skip that one. And let's go for your nephrologist. And what is the last name of your nephrologist?
I don't have any of this information. You know who has it?
Yes.
Jeez. You know what? I might have to call back because...
Mm-hmm.
The person that's got most of that information is in here.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, no worries. So what I can do here, of course, whenever you're ready, you can always give us a call back, and I got you here, Mr. James, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
What's your name?
German, like the language.
Okay, great. So I'll just ask for you, man.
Awesome, man. And I do want to hear that story right there, because now I want to know more right there.
Yeah,
but
I'll ask for you, brother. Are you on tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What time?
Right there. So from 9 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m.
All right. Great, man.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Not a problem. All right, Mr. James. No problem.